K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University coming to you here, of course, from I just said Kansas City, Missouri, on this Tuesday. What's up, K-State Nation? February 24th, 2026. Your very first time on this podcast. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day, afternoon, evening to listen to this show. Again, postcast, women's basketball, just a minute. Again, football, men's women's basketball, women's soccer, women's volleyball, women's tennis, men's women's golf, women's rowing, indoor track and field. You count it, we got it here on this particular podcast. Again, Pro Project Podcast, you can find it wherever you listen to your favorite podcast here. And this is the women's postcast. And oh man, so last night, Baylor for the K-State women's basketball team, 14th ranked Baylor, and they got ran out of the gym last night, 80-54 down in Waco, Texas there. And probably for the first time now, in quite a bit, at least in conference play, falling to 500, you've not lost two straight after I said that they've going into the last three games of the regular season, the women's basketball team, right, 1-4 the last six. Now you dropped last two, including getting swept by your rival KU over the weekend there as well. The positives here, Tess Heal and Jordan Spicer both had 12 points in this game last night. Meanwhile, Brittany Hurrah continued solid play. 10 points and 4 rebounds, and this tied her career high with 4 steals in this basketball game. Talia Scott for the Lady Bears, 20 points in this game on the winning Lady Bears. She was followed up by Bella Fauntleroy, 16, 3/4 of those points coming in the third quarter. Basically, most of them coming in the second half there, with 12 of those coming in the third quarter there. Yeah, she went off there. That doesn't help matters there when some of the other players get going there. But this ladies' basketball team for K-State went to a buzzsaw there in this basketball game against Lady Bears there, as Baylor went off to a 6-point lead in the first quarter, and they kind of kept that pace. And all year, I've talked about this young Wildcat team, their quarter being the third quarter. Well, Baylor outscored K-State by 11 in the third quarter. Yeah, Baylor went off to a fast start and never looked back. And yeah, when you're playing a fast-paced team like Baylor, yeah, you got to be, you can't be off to a slow start, and this doesn't help either. What an odd stat. Who saw this coming? Terrence Sides, no points. I repeat, no points in this game. And she only played 11 minutes in this game, so I don't know what happened there. I'm assuming not the worst there. Only 11 minutes played by Terrence Sides last night and scored nothing there. That's a concern. That only tells me one thing there as well. When your other veteran does not get on the scoreboard and only plays 11 minutes in this game, that is not good. That is not good there as well. Let me see if I can try to pull something here. I can't. But anyways, at least not right now. Let me see here. Nothing I can see yet. We're going to have to check our guy or the other Fitzgerald, Jason Fitzgerald, who covers women's sports, to see if I pick up anything on Terrence Sides or not later on when I get home back. Well, I am home now. When I return back home later on this evening. So if I know something, then I'll pass it along to you about Terrence Sides. But she only played 11 minutes last night. So that only tells one of the things, she got hurt last night or something else there as well. But yeah, but you talk about this team right now. I had it for a second here. Let me see if I can go back to where I was earlier. Yeah, the standings, right? So, yeah, look, K-State, yeah, the opportunity's there. And it looks like, again, You're hosting Iowa State. So you turn around and let me double check real quick. Let me double check. Yeah, okay. Iowa State, Sunday, the regular season finale, FS1, 1 o'clock. There, you just played Iowa State to the wire on the road, where you could have won that ball game and came up short. This is Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Baylor, 18-ranked Baylor, runs away from K-State, 80-54. Eddie Greer, Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Now you have to take a look at the second half, where K-State is, and you still have a game up on BYU there. And yeah, Utah jumps you, and your only chance here, and obviously Iowa State has a better record than K-State. K-State's now 15-15, and bad news is you lose this game now for the Wildcats on Sunday. You will drop to under 500. You're obviously not gonna get the bye. So there's that. And then on top of that, yeah, you're gonna fall. Let me see. They lose this game. You're probably gonna get jumped by BYU, potentially Kansas. Yeah, Kansas has tiebreaker on you because you got season swept by them. Yeah, and it stops there. So you're obviously not going to get the bye there. So, yeah. And I said it a few weeks ago that some people thought that this Wildcat team is going to have our chance to get into the NCAA tournament. And I said it was going to happen. Now I stand by that, obviously. Now you look at the record. I mean, you can't sit there and say that now, unless, you know, they were to beaten KU at home, which they did not, and then getting blown out by Baylor, and then part one of Farmageddon, you had your chances there to make plays late. You didn't do that there as well, and we'll get into Jeff Mitty's conversation about the parity of the Big 12 to kind of wrap this postcast up there after K-State gets run out of the gym last night against Baylor, 18-ranked Baylor last night there, 80-54. Yeah, so TCU right now, TCU looking to go back-to-back regular season champs there, but they have to hold up. And now Baylor, ooh, look at that, in the conversation trying to spoil their in-state rival chances there. So it is really tight up there. 13-3 is TCU, which K-State lost. That was the very first game of the conference season four. K-State wins basketball. Baylor a half a game back. West Virginia's in that conversation. It's a three-way race horse up there. And you probably could put Texas Tech in that conversation. One game to go there. So it's TCU's highest-ranked team right now as far as the Big 12 goes on the women's side. Colorado's in that conversation, Oklahoma State. Yeah, it is stacked. It is top stacked. And I'm just afraid that K-State has an outside chance of getting an NIT invitation. We'll just have to see about that. you're kind of in a pickle when you're looking at that with his team. So we'll just have to see what happens. Obviously, regular season finale, Sunday afternoon, you have that game. You went wide with Iowa State. There, you missed out. You kind of missed plenty of chances there. Otherwise, you kind of be right there, kind of up where Arizona State is, at the very least, where Arizona State is at. There, the Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Now get back in to where I was at there. I'm not even talking numbers because we're looking at the end of the season here. But anyways, Jeff Mitty on the Big 12, quote, the league has obviously had some really, really good years. Obviously, I think maybe the difference in this is that the floor is raised, and so therefore there is more of a part of that, the portal. You know, because I've coached long enough, you would have years where we're the youngest team in the Power Four, so you saw a lot of that tonight, and I think that we're a rarity in today's game right now, because in most cases in the portal, you can be very old and be old every year if you choose to, because you can go get grad transfers. You can go get that. So I think that's raised the floor and certainly raised the floor in our league. So yes, I do think that there is more depth to this league than there has been in the past. And I think we're not much of a margin from the top of the middle to the middle. Whereas before, I think there was a bigger margin from that there as well. That's a good point right there. Obviously, for Jed, obviously. Everybody's not in the portal. Everybody. And this team being third youngest, yeah, it's a rarity. And I'm, again, fascinated to see after this season's over, case it was basketball's concern. Again, I've been kind of poaching the bear, trying to keep this young core together. If they can do that, again, despite the portal, that you're gonna be really good down the stretch, in another year or two. Again, you only have one senior, Tess Hill. Again, I know, being brutal, get run out of the gym, but at the same time, I mean, this team has taken their lumps all season long, and so again, I mean, you're not gonna see it. Again, unless, again, this entire team comes back, again, I'm pretty sure this coach Jeff May's staff is going to do some recruiting, maybe even take a look at the portal again, because, yeah, everybody's doing that. Now, because you got everybody's saying, everybody's going, trying to transition with the times. We want to keep up with the latest technology. We want to keep up with the latest sayings in schools. We want to keep up with all that. Nobody doesn't want to be different. Nobody wants to be different, right? And that's what I guess part of me is irritated about it. I mean, hey, that's why we're a little different on this podcast, right? irritated. Anybody wants to do that? Yeah, I understand that. Don't tell me about, you know, everybody wants NIL and all that. I get it. I understand. I've been around this game long enough that, hey, if I wanted to get money, I would have walked on the track team instead. If I knew that, well, I would have stayed the course. If I knew that, when I was at K-State, but you know, it wasn't there. It wasn't there. So again, it's the fact that I know we're not talking much about the game because really, there's not much really talk about. And I think we're kind of shifting our eyes now to the fact that every college team, including the Big 12, SEC, ACC, and all that, everybody's relying on the stupid ass portal and all this other stuff. While nobody want to go out and look at the high schoolers no more. And that's why we got after. That's why we got after Jerome Tang and the staff, because and that's only part of the reason. Because again, you ain't got nothing. This kind of goes hand in hand with why Jerome Tang is not at K-State no more, unfortunately, right? You don't have a young core to lean on. Your young core is gone. Your young core is out. And depending on David Castillo does in the offseason, he might be out as well. So you're not going to have nothing. This team's going to start from ground up. The men's team's going to start from ground up. And somebody, whoever gets hired as the next men's basketball coach, is going to have to deal with that. Right, and nobody wants to go. Everybody's gonna be new. I understand that, but the fact of the matter is, and we'll just have to see in the off season where. Okay, we'll just see how in the off season where this core, if they stay put. Again, I keep coming back to the Yoka Lee, Serena Sundell, Glenn Twins, crew. Right, they stayed. They were terrible. I mean, they won games. Look, but they're individual pieces. They're good. They're solid, but they're terrible. But as they grew along, they got better and better and better. And that's why you saw what they saw. A couple NCAA I think they had like three NCAA tournament appearances after that first year. And you saw what they were doing, right? And then they added pieces in the portal, like a Gabby Gregory, at least one or two pieces from the portal. A Gabby Gregory, and then a Tamara Pondexter. Again, I keep going back to that core specifically. So I know I sound like a broken record, but again, I make that point because everybody's going to the portal. Everybody's doing that. Everybody wants the hottest thing and all that other stuff. And yeah, so again, it's going to be a fascinating offseason. It's been the growing pains. I even predicted that growing pains, but again, it's something different. It's something that nobody else seems to want to go through. Everybody wants the win now mode type of deal. So we'll just have to see. I know it's one game left, and K-State's not going to get that bye, obviously. They're going to have to potentially win one game. They probably have to win the Iowa State game and then try to get one game, try to win that first round in the Big 12 up here in Kansas City. That's what you're looking at. So I don't see. Yeah, I had this team probably pegged and it get sticking the back end in NIT. Now, I don't know. So we'll just have to see what happens moving forward here for this team. But a blowout on the road. The third youngest team in the nation gets blown out on the road. Tess Seal, Jordan Spicer combined 24 points. Easy math right there in a route to this loss. But yeah, Iowa State's coming to Manhattan to wrap up the K-State regular season on Sunday at 1 on FS1. We'll just see what happens moving forward. But, yeah, it's going to be from both coins. Men's, especially them, because either way you look at it, they're going to have to start all over. Because I don't know who's going to come back from that mess over on that side. And the women, we're going to see if they all come back. So that's been that raised the question there. We are Terrence Sides injured or not? Again, I didn't see the game last night. Already made it clear last offseason. I'm pretty sure she'll make it clear again. Natasha Clausen's been very, very good all year long. How many points did she have last night? I didn't mention. I go in this podcast not saying nothing. Okay, let me see here. Oh boy. Let me see. Got to go right back in. Got to work hard just to get back in the thing here. Okay, let me see. Box score. Yeah, Clausen's, 8 points last night. 6 rebounds, 2 assists. She was 3 of 11 from the field and went 0-4 from downtown. Yeah, she's been consistent all year long there as well. Yeah, she missed out. Oh, well, not close to a double-double, but... anyways, let's wrap this thing up. Pro Budget Podcast, all things KC Sports. You get it wherever you get your podcast. We're back, baby, after last week being off of hiatus. We came back last weekend, and we're on full go. This daily podcast here, folks. And the Wildcat bus don't stop on Friday. We keep it moving throughout the weekend. So make sure, if you have not already, to subscribe, like if you long back time, update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. And second of all, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, the Pro Private Podcast, all things K-State Sports. 18th-ranked Baylor, 80. K-State, 54. Regular season finale, Sunday. Farmageddon Part 2, Iowa State comes to Bramlage. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It's been another postcast of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.